playoffs. We are talking playoffs here on the Fantasy Spin presented by Bud Light. Bo Wolf, Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com, and Joe, all the decisions take on a much more added importance this week as most leagues are entering their playoffs or already in their playoffs. And let's start with the Eagles at wide receiver, where obviously if you have Jeremy Maclin, you've gotten great production, over 1,000 yards on the season last week, but he may be matched up against the inimitable Richard Sherman on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. How much do you trust J-Mac going up against the Seattle pass defense?
I think you downgrade everybody going up against the Seattle pass defense, Bo, but I'm not going to freak out. I'm not going to absolutely bury Jeremy Maclin and automatically put him on my bench because he's facing the Legion of Boom. And you look at the numbers, Seattle has been the hardest fantasy defense for wide receivers. But frankly, since they lost in week 6 to the Dallas Cowboys, they faced a bunch of teams that couldn't do diddly poo offensively. The Kansas City Chiefs are among them, the San Francisco 49ers on Thanksgiving. That was a really ugly game. Even the Giants, who kind of gave them a little bit of a run, really ended up struggling overall. I have not been impressed with Seattle's level of competition recently, and the Eagles on the road for them provided a whole other challenge. I think it's totally fair to downgrade Jeremy Maclin a little bit, but I have a hard time believing he's not going to be one of your three best wide receivers.
I don't know if I have any more Jim Mora drops, so let's just move on to LeSean McCoy, who, of course, is turning it on over these last two games. A couple big games over 100 yards against Tennessee and the big one against Dallas last week. But again, he's going up against this Seahawks defense. How much do you trust Shady?
And I think you downgrade him maybe a little bit. Maybe put him in RB2 type range for numbers, Bo. But really, what other options do you have? LeSean McCoy's gone above 20 carries and 80 yards in 7 of his last 8 games. He scored 3 times in his last 4 games, and he just had 2 huge 100-yard games. This guy touches the ball a ton, he's getting it done a ton, and Evan Mathis and Jason Kelce are back in action. You have 2 of the most athletic offensive linemen back, and they're finally starting to get their chemistry together. Look, Seattle's a very good defense, but they've lost Brandon McBain. And one other factor I think is important, how about Mark Sanchez last week against Dallas starting to tuck and run on some of those zone read plays? It shows the defense that you have to be concerned about it. And Mark Sanchez is a pretty good athlete, and he showed that if he's going to get 5 or 6 free yards from the defense, he's going to take it. So I think that's going to help open up lanes for Shady McCoy as well. Chances are he's one of your 2 best running backs this week, and I really don't see a whole lot of teams having the luxury of sitting him.
Well, if you have been streaming quarterbacks effectively enough to get yourself to the playoffs, perhaps this is the week for you. Johnny Football looks like he could be getting the starting nod in Cleveland. Obviously, he brings that rushing threat. How high up do you rank Johnny Football, as you like to say? I know he's got the it factor, as Greg Cosell likes to say, but do you pick him up and start him? How high do you have Johnny?
Well, if I've been streaming quarterbacks, I absolutely am considering Johnny Manziel. I would think he's probably in the top 15 range for me this week when I sit down and make my rankings. Look, Johnny Manziel, he's not going to come out there and look like a polished pocket passer. We know that's not going to happen. But the 10.5 fantasy points that Johnny Manziel scored in less than a full quarter's worth of action against Buffalo, more than Brian Hoyer has scored in 3 of his last 4 full games. So the Cleveland Browns said they needed a spark. I think Johnny Manziel does provide that. And I just want to point out, 3-4 years ago, this time of year, Tim Tebow was a viable fantasy starting quarterback for playoff teams. Do not discount the possibility that if Johnny Manziel is playing, that he is going to be able to put up fantasy numbers down the stretch.
All right, Joe, let's end this off with a couple other under-the-radar guys who might have favorable schedules over the next couple weeks. I know you like Isaiah Crowell in that Browns backfield.
Well, yeah, actually, over the next 3 weeks, the number one PPR schedule for running backs, Isaiah Crowell, I think Johnny Manziel helps him out. I think you'll also have to look to, as much as I hate to say it, Jonathan Stewart of the Carolina Panthers. I hate the Panthers' backfield. I really do. D'Angelo Williams with a broken hand. Jonathan Stewart had a nice game this past week. And over the next 3 games, he has a top 5 PPR running back schedule. And if you're digging really deep at the wide receiver position, pay attention to Stedman Bailey of the St. Louis Rams, who has a nice-looking schedule as well. He has outplayed most of the other receivers on that team.
Well, that is your Fantasy Spin presented by Bud Light. That's the managing editor of FantasyGuru.com, Joe Dolan. Follow him on Twitter at FG_Dolan for all your other fantasy football questions. And, of course, good luck to you, Joe, and good luck to all of you out there
Same
in your
you.
Playoffs.